True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, we do this every single Wednesday at 10:30. Our good friend Tyson Alger of the I-5 Corridor, Lookout Eugene Springfield, joins us for two seggies as we recap what went down over the weekend for your Oregon Ducks. Yes, Danny, your Oregon Ducks. And a look ahead to this weekend. Tyson, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
We are great. This is probably the time of the year where you remind yourself it's probably a good thing you don't have Blazers on your schedule as well, being that the Timbers are in a playoff game and the Ducks are trying to win a natty.
Yeah, it's a pretty busy time of the year. You know, thankfully, as it turns out, they just ended the whole MLB playoffs after this weekend.
Oh, yeah, nobody plays anymore.
Nobody plays anymore. They said, you know what, we're done. We're just going to call it a draw amongst everybody. So thankfully, we don't have to juggle like all that, too. But yeah, with the Timbers kind of nosediving the second half of the season, it's a unexpectedly busy Wednesday tonight.
Let's just dive into the Oregon Ducks after they defeat Rutgers 56-10. And honestly, it wasn't that close to begin with. This offense looks like it came back on track. All right. Noah Whittington, 125 yards, two TDs, looks like an absolute monster. Sadiq got back in the game. Dante Moore looked efficient. Your takeaways from an offensive perspective, getting back on track.
Yeah, they just basically rectified every problem that they had in that Indiana game. And obviously Rutgers is no Indiana, but I'm not going to sit here and find any fault with a game where you produce 750 yards of total offense, including 400 plus yards of rushing. A week after being sacked six times, Dante Moore wasn't even pressured in this game. I was very impressed with their explosive play ability. There was a stretch, I think, in that second quarter where you completed six passes of 20 yards or more in a row. And then, yeah, just kind of the balance of that running game too. I was very impressed. They looked in sync. I mean, obviously that first drive where, it's the fumble and Rutgers takes over and gets the field goal. There was a moment of here we go again, but that was just about it for the Scarlet Knights in that game.
Tyson, I'm going to pick some nits. I got some nits to pick here.
Do it.
Yes, they blew them out. And we were talking about it on Friday, the line was 17.5. And I was like, if they don't absolutely obliterate this line, I'm going to have questions. They came out and they absolutely stomped them. They did exactly what they should. Feels like the identity is there. Dante did look good. But there were multiple times, and I was listening, I heard Jerry and Jorgie on the call talking about this. A lot of those deep balls, a lot of those big opportunities where guys were wide open, he wasn't dotting guys up. And I'm sitting there going, is that maybe why we haven't seen Oregon be so explosive in the passing game? Is maybe he's just not quite as consistently accurate with the deep ball unless he's got a ton of room to work with?
I mean, maybe there. I'll have to go back and take a look at some of those throws. But I do know earlier in the season he had a few of those like back shoulder dots mm-hmm. to DeCorian Moore and Kenyon Sadiq, but. You know, we know his arm talent is unquestioned. Like, he shouldn't be underthrowing dudes, but, like, yeah, you know, especially when a week after everyone was saying Will Stein's the worst offensive coordinator in America, he schemes up an offense where guys are wide open. I mean, maybe a week after playing Indiana, Dante was just so shocked that guys were that open. I did like that laser he threw to Sadiq on that first touchdown. That was a rope. Also just an incredible play from Sadiq to like split those two dudes at 245 pounds and get up and grab that ball. I think he can definitely improve. Like, this is a guy who was very turnover prone during his time at UCLA, and obviously he's been excellent in all but one game this season, but he's still pretty young in this. So I think that's something that can get better. What I did like in this game, though, was just it was nice to see them feed Sadiq the ball until he got hurt. I feel like that's a player that, like, we've all known what he can do, and they've used him at times this season, but you know, you get kind of in a hole a little bit early in this game. Obviously, Whittington's touchdown is what brought the Ducks back into the game, but they really stretched it out with those two plays to Sadiq, and that was pretty fun to see.
He's Tyson Alger, the I-5 corridor lookout, Eugene, Springfield. That's what I want to touch on. Sadiq, my guy, finally gets the ball and looks really good doing it. I mean, extremely efficient, 4 catches, 80 yards, 2 touchdowns. Obviously, he had the big one. Any update on health situation? I know Lanning doesn't love to share with us. It sounds like he'll be okay, but is there anything you're hearing that should concern me of maybe my favorite player in college football?
No, he's going to be fine. We talked to him yesterday at media. He said, turns out that hurts a little bit when you fall right on your hip after a touchdown grab like that.
Especially a big boy like that.
Yeah, no kidding. So the game was in hand. They held him out for precautionary reasons. He should be good to go this week against Wisconsin. But I also don't know how much they need him in this game.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a moment. We'll ask the question, does Dan Lanning get another coach fired? But I want to stick in this Rutgers game just to clean up shop a little bit before we slide to Wisconsin. Is this just getting reps, or is Brock Thomas the number two quarterback?
You know, if you talk to Dan Lanning, it sounds like Brock Thomas has been the guy in practice. And so, you know, I don't know if that's going to be what it ultimately is when you get into the heart of the season and, you know, you're playing in maybe the Big Ten championship game or the playoff. But, you know, right now the kid from Eugene has been the guy. And I don't think it was completely smoke and mirrors, you know, them bringing them out there and then talking about them as such following the game.
All right, we'll put a quick little pin in this. We'll take a quick break and bring you back, and we'll dive into the Wisconsin game. And I want to ask the question of momentum. How do you build momentum after that loss? Because you've got this game from Jersey, you've got Wisconsin, and then you've got a bye. Is this the perfect opportunity? We'll do that next. It's Tyson Alger with us, as he does every Wednesday, 105.1 The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, our man Tyson Alger from the I-5 Corridor and look how Eugene Springfield joins us every single Wednesday to recap the Ducks. And let's move on. Let's press forward. I want to ask the question about building momentum and how you kind of go about it. Is it as easy as just you know, not to overlook teams, but let's be real, we can call a spade a spade. Rutgers, Wisconsin, bye, back to back to back, is a nice place to build momentum, or is there a little extra of that landing juice in it?
Well, I think the bye week presents a tougher offensive challenge than what the Badgers will this week. So you can't overlook the bye week. It's an interesting one because, you know, the Ducks did do the thing where they had their biggest game of the season and then they went into the bye. And so they had that momentum and they weren't able to sustain it against Indiana. This is a little different because these are definitely two get right games before the bye. I think Rutgers is better than Wisconsin. So I don't even want to fancy thinking about what the score might be on Saturday, but you know, I think these are games where you just continue to get guys reps. It's continuing to build that confidence within Dante Moore. That's something that he and Dan Lanning talked about after the Rutgers game was just, you know, they didn't think he played super confident against Indiana, and they just wanted to get him back to feeling loose, to smiling, to having fun. And when you throw four touchdown passes in the first half, that's a pretty good way of getting back onto the right track. So I don't think you can take a whole lot of necessarily momentum into the bye week, but I think you can take a whole bunch of solid proof of concept and building upon things, and obviously getting two wins and getting into that break without being terribly hurt, I think is the important thing, because that Iowa trip, I think, is going to be a tricky one here in 3 weeks.
And it's got Big Nooner written all over it, amigo. Sorry about that.
Tyson, the offense went nuts. They did everything they needed to do. The run the ball was very prevalent in that game. But something I've heard Lanning get a little spicy about in the press conference when he's been pressed on it by all of the media down there is the lack of defensive disruption and explosion. You get three sacks, you get two picks. Kalyk Manis who coming into the game, was putting up pretty damn good numbers for Rutgers. It could not do a single thing. Even with the disruption that they got, do you feel like Lanning was satisfied with that, and do you kind of see more opportunity for them to kind of show out even a bit more? Because defensively, it doesn't feel like, as good as they've been, it doesn't feel like they've had a game where they were just so outwardly dominant, not just in the score, but in the box score, like the big wow plays. Do you feel like that opportunity is there against Wisconsin?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the thing is, in that Indiana game, we just didn't see any of that disruption, and you saw what one of the best quarterbacks in the country could do against that. Rutgers, the numbers improved. I'd argue that they could have been even better against a Rutgers team that allows a lot of that to begin with, even against average teams. You know, it was a step in the right direction. I did like what I saw from the secondary. I mean, it seems like every other week there's a new young player making a big play there, but I'm right there with you. I want to see a game breaker on the defensive line. I want to see one of those like Kayvon Thibodeau games, or one of those, you know, even last year, I feel like Mateo Uiagalelei had a couple more games where he just like, boy, like that was the difference for Oregon. You know, obviously he doesn't need to be the difference for Oregon against Wisconsin, but there are some really talented dudes in that front seven, whether it be Amari Washington or Bear Alexander, Mateo, Tatum Tuioti, like they're all good. They're all seasoned players, but I do think that's like the one gear that the Ducks can really kick in here in the second half of the season, because they have the talent there. It's not nearly the production that they had from that group that they had last season.
Tyson Alger, the I-5 corridor, Lookout, Eugene, Springfield. Let's slide over to the Wisconsin game, and I'm kind of with you. I dread to think what the final score might be, but let's look at it from a Wisconsin standpoint. As you're kind of diving into this team, and you know, We as professionals give everybody the fair shake of stuff. Where has it all gone wrong? I mean, is it just pointing to head coaching? Because Wisconsin is a lifetime blue blood in the Big Ten and a great job to have. And this team is just abysmal right now. Where are you seeing the massive issues on this Wisconsin team?
Yeah, I just think they were one of those like very good teams that were good at being about like a B plus in the old era of college football. That's unfortunately getting left behind a little bit here in this new era. Like, they're not dominant on the recruiting front. They're not dominant in the transfer portal. They kind of changed their identity and tried to go a little bit more pass happy, and they're not good at that this year either. So it's just kind of like one of these programs that you know, from an Oregon perspective, you've had so many great games against Wisconsin. Even last year, like at Wisconsin, that was a good game. And you can go back to the Rose Bowls, and this is kind of like one of those teams that I think Oregon thought they were going to have consistently good and potentially like rivalry games here in the new Big Ten Conference. And it's just they're one of the worst teams in the country right now. They're winless in Big Ten. They haven't won a Power Four conference game, I believe, in 10 games in a row. They barely score anything on offense. It's just it's kind of a bummer to me because, again, when the conference is merged and you're looking at who Oregon's going to play, you're kind of looking at the teams that you're familiar with. And, yeah, like I have a lot of good memories of watching those two teams play. And one of those teams, Oregon, is at the forefront of everything that works with college football right now. And then the other is just kind of spinning its wheels and figuring out who it is. And that doesn't really work when you're in the Big Ten.
Taking a look at where Oregon is at, where everything is in college football, do you feel like you see a team like Miami falter against Louisville? And it's not comparable necessarily with Indiana, but the vulnerability of basically everyone. I heard Dirt talk about this, and he was joking in the sense of, like, you know, when did Oregon go to a national championship? It was when they lost an October game. Do you look at that loss against Indiana and kind of what Oregon has out in front of them and go, it's probably better that they got kind of punched in the face then than rather than later, like it kind of feeling good going into the playoff like they did last year where Ohio State just came out and did what they did? They kind of had that taste in their mouth for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think you can definitely make that argument. And there's obviously pretty strong proof of concept of how that can better a team. And you can just look at Ohio State last year, who didn't just wear one of those, but two of those during the regular season. You know, the funny thing to kind of counterbalance that is all throughout last season, Lanning talked about, like, hey, it's great to try to find some adversity while still getting on the winning side of that. Like, they're not going to say that they'd want to lose. Like, in a perfect world, they'd go 16-0 and be crowned one of the best teams ever, right? But I do think that they can learn from this, especially with how young the roster was. I think it was really important for them to play in a really tight game. And I think there could have been obviously pretty big lessons learned from coming through in the clutch from that. But I think to be able to get that early in the season and to be able to readjust, especially with the way that the schedule is kind of shaked out here. I think they've absolutely made the most of it. And this is a era of college football where I think there's more parity at the top than there's ever been. There's fewer of those just like absolutely like elite teams. It might just be Ohio State this year. So, you know, one loss isn't going to kill them. And I think kind of embracing a little bit more of that NFL season type of mindset where it's you're continually working to get better and then peak in the playoffs is kind of what Oregon's doing.
There's a party tonight in Portland at the Moda Center, but there's also one at Providence Park. I don't know which party's going to be more fun. let me get your thoughts real quick because you're my Timbers guy. We're going to have Ross Smith on at 11:15, who's covering the game tonight. Boy, I could ask you 1,000 questions, but I'll go with Felipe Mora. Can somebody score a goal on this team, or are we in trouble tonight?
If you're going by past results, I believe the Timbers have scored one or less goals in 11 of their last 15 games. So, history's not on your side there. If you're wanting them to win, they have one win since July 25th. So that's not really on your side there. If you want momentum from like a crowd that's happy with things, the Timbers left, Saturday's game in a downpour with the Timbers Armory booing them off the field.
I left in the 53rd, brother. I don't blame them.
So the vibes aren't exactly there. However, it's the wild card, baby. It's the playoffs. It's soccer, you know?
Yeah, like anything can happen.
And anything can happen. And this has been a very largely disappointing season for the Timbers, and especially for Phil Neville. And, you know, they got out to such a good start to start the season, and it's just been a nightmare since. But, you know, as Phil said in the post game, he's like, you know, if Christopher Velda would hit one of those goals that he's nearly missed about 50 times since he came over to the club, we'd be in a much different spot. And it's like, yeah, he would, but he hasn't, but he could tonight. So, you know, I think that's what they're holding on to, and we'll see what happens.
He's Tyson Alger, the I-5 corridor lookout, Eugene Springfield, be at the Timbers game tonight. What are you writing this week? What do you got for us?
I have a Oregon women's basketball season preview coming out tomorrow. And then later this week, I got a little fun going back through history story about a Oregon-born baseball player whose MLB career ended thanks to a feud between Babe Ruth and Ty Cobb. So,
color me intrigued.
Coming out a little bit later in the week.
All right. Thank you very much, my friend. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll catch up with you next week.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Yep, he's Tyson Alger, the I-5 Corridor. Look out, Eugene Springfield. Go check out his stuff.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.